For over 35 years, Gallup polls have asked Americans to rank their perceptions of the ethical standards and honesty of various professions. Now, the poll came out this week, and lawyers were right down there with journalists. Not good news for the news-gathering profession, but then the long backward glance would suggest that's not unexpected. We asked media watcher and Hawaii Pacific University communications professor John Hart for his assessment, and he joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Male kalikimaka.
That too. Or as we often say, Merry Christmas. Looking at this poll, there are some things which are kind of shocking and some things that are not. One being that lobbyists are at the very bottom of the list at a 6% rating of ethics and honesty. Nurses top the list at 82. Pretty amazing thing, even higher than the honesty that people feel they're getting from their own doctors. But hovering in the same place around the 20s is where journalists are. And lawyers came in at 20. Is there something we should be extracting from this?
Well, I think it's a reflection of what I would say is the commercialization and cableization, and you would probably add consolidation of news.
You're right, I would.
Yeah, I think that back in the day when we had three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, they had to appeal to a broad audience. And so news was relatively objective. You couldn't offend anyone. Now we have cable, and everyone has their own news designed especially for them. If you're conservative, you watch Fox. If you're not, you watch something else. So news no longer informs, it reinforces. And so I think what you're seeing here is a vote not against what I watch, it's a vote against everything I don't watch.
I mean, long gone are the days where we really didn't know the true perspectives or leanings of news people, where that was something that just didn't come across. It wasn't transparent. It wasn't part of the delivery of news or the spin of it. I mean, Walter Cronkite, and I know you and I have talked about this before, people were shocked to find out that he was a liberal.
Yes. And it wasn't until that recent biography that took many people by surprise. And I'm sure you and I remember the day when Howard K. Smith gave his own opinion on something. It said commentary at the bottom. You no longer see that.
So there's such a mishmash of things, and it's so easy to find everything that you agree with. I mean, literally with a click of a button, you can go online within 10 seconds, find things that support exactly how you feel and don't necessarily challenge any of your beliefs. But as you look at how people regard journalists, and not just in this poll, but in others too, that honesty and ethical factor seems to have been hovering in the 20s now for quite a long time. So it's as if this is not just a new problem because we've been cableized for, you know, a decade or two, heavily so, but that this was always somewhat of an issue. And even at the top of the game, there were only about a third of the American public that said, yeah, we think journalists are ethical, are people who have integrity that we trust.
Well, like all golden ages, there never was one. I mean, we went through yellow journalism. We went through various stages. But we do remember a stage in the 1960s where, speaking back to Walter Cronkite, he was, after all, in the polls, what? The most trusted man in America. And he wasn't a nurse.
And we don't seem to have anyone who has that kind of cachet.
No one with that kind of ethos. I think part of the problem was that first C we talked about, commercialization. There was a time when news was public service and it was hands off in terms of programming. When general managers realized the best local ad money they were making were from news shows, they started paying attention to the content. And that's when I think we hit a shift that we've never really recovered from in broadcast news.
Is there any way that you see that this can be increased? I mean, we won't say regained. Maybe we'll never get to that not-so-golden age of a third of the American public saying, yeah, yes, we think that broadcast people are trustworthy. But something that goes beyond 20 or 24?
Well, yeah, it's very difficult because now with the internet, which is a new medium, just not an additional medium, it put so much information at your fingertips. It's no longer a matter of information gathering. It's a matter of information filtering. And how we do that, I think, is going to be the big answer in how we proceed with understanding our world.
In looking at some of the other issues that we talk about with journalism and trustworthiness, and the fact that you've just made the point that you've now have to go and really ask yourself how trustworthy someone is, just because it appears there. We've said that for decades. Just because something is online doesn't mean you have to trust it. But what kind of proof, when you talk to your students and you talk to them about this and you watch media, what questions do you ask them to ask themselves to sort of prove whether or not someone is reasonably trustworthy of their time and attention?
Yeah. Well, you know, at Hawaii Pacific University, we still teach a ethics class in journalism, as they do in every major journalism program or journalism major. The problem is the students want to do well. They want to be ethical. But when they go out in that world and they face a general manager who really doesn't care about that, who says, our ratings, that's when you get into this Benghazi situation where you violate one of the basic tenets of journalism, which is what? Two sources. You need to have somebody back it up. And when you're willing to go for the scoop without that second source, this is what happens.
Or third, or in some cases, fifth.
Exactly. Whatever you need to say, I feel comfortable running this story.
So how do you prepare students to cope with that?
It's difficult. You know, I mean, you can, like a parent, you teach them, and at some point you hope they can go out in the world and do it. But it's a world where that's fraught with a lot of decisions. And it's no different for journalists than it is for everyone else in a job who has to make an ethical call.
So back to the Gallup poll, they can expect that they're going to be in that, 20 or 22% of folks who actually believe that they're trustworthy.
Well, I think they need to remember it's not their job to be liked.
And that's the bottom line. However, when it comes to car salespeople beating out members of Congress, well, we'll talk about likability factors and people who get elected another time. Thanks so much, John,
Mahalo,
for coming in. And John Hart is a professor at Hawaii Pacific University, and he joined us this morning to assess the latest Gallup poll, which you can see on hpr2.org.